Okay. Okay, we have to start. Mm. Okay. It started.
Oh, shit. Okay. So what are we on? April 13th.
Yep.
Another day, another podcast. We're back, people. You have Isaac speaking over here, and I'm with
Barbara,
Danielle,
Sarah.
Okay, so it's just the four of us. So what do we have today? How about we just start off again, as usual, with a little update on what's been going on in the world. Do we have anything new on COVID-19? Are we dealing with anything? Has anything changed since last time?
What changed is
now? I guess if we're talking Ontario-wise, not really. Ford decided to extend the state of emergency to 28 days.
Okay.
So we've extended that to 28 days. But generally, I don't know. There's a glimmer of hope.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's... I don't want to be optimistic.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed is over the last couple days, the new number of cases in Ontario, at least, is slightly lower.
Mm-hmm.
It went from, I think, 550 almost cases, and now we're downwards to, like, basically 420. Well, today we had 421.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So,
that's
and
nice.
This whole week it's been at the 400. So, it's like it's going down
slightly.
Oh,
my God. I can go party soon.
Right? But it's not like it's soon. I just hope that, again, they keep telling us, like, don't get fooled by the number. Sometimes you just have a good week.
Yeah.
So, honestly, next week it could go up to 600.
Go back up, yeah.
But it's looking optimistic.
Yeah.
So, let's just hope. If this keeps up, honestly, maybe we could be out there. Like,
I really
in the next couple,
so.
In the 2 months
ideally,
or so, right?
Like, the idea
right.
of us, like, staying at home until September or July
yeah.
is too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah,
like, this...
and I feel like, not to cut you off, but in the wintertime, I didn't mind it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Now
the summer is...
getting...
yeah.
No.
I like my backyard. Honestly, I feel the same as
yeah.
last week. I'm kind of okay. Obviously, school's like kind of killing me, but
mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
I think
yeah.
I'm happy in the fact that I'm always someone who stays home anyways, but
mm-hmm.
I think in the back of my head, knowing that, oh, I can't go to Walmart
mm-hmm.
is annoying.
Yeah.
You know, I
want
to...
Like you guys are all capping. No one's happy about this, all right?
I don't know about you, but
so
I don't
no
know
one's,
about me.
What are we talking about? No one's happy that the numbers are looking good?
No, that's
no,
good.
No.
That's a good thing.
That's a good
oh,
thing.
Oh, okay.
I think we're talking about the fact that we're stuck at home. We can't go
yeah.
out and, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's annoying. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, like, even when we don't have corona and stuff, do we really
so
go
sad.
Out?
No. I know. I don't go out much, but it's just nice for
knowing
a friend to text
can.
You and be like, you want to hang? Sure.
I know.
Or you're like, oh, my God, I need to get something. Let me go grab it.
Let me just go and get it.
Now
it's
nice.
Like
once a week, you know, you have your little hangout.
Exactly. You know, you need to get out there because now it's just 24/7 at home. It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's getting there. You yeah. know what I mean? People are losing their jobs.
I know.
It's not a funny thing anymore. Like Corona needs to end. Like
yeah.
now. Yesterday.
Yeah. I feel like it's just getting worse. Today, this morning, I saw on CBC News some dad. Went out to like the park with his kids and
mm-hmm.
whatnot, rollerblading.
Oh my God.
And he got a fine of $800.
Yeah.
Because
you're not supposed to do
they
that.
Fine you now.
Yeah, but now
I
it's
thought it
like,
was based on like the number of people.
Yeah, and they were what, like I think four or five of them?
Wait, so it was like three kids?
Three kids and a dad, yeah.
Oh no.
And now it gets to the point where like, I was just looking at the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, one side they're being like, he's just being a father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have kids who are not in school. You gotta take them out.
Yeah.
You gotta do something. The other half is like, yeah, he deserved it. Stay
yeah,
your asshole.
I know.
So basically, we're not allowed to go out now? Like,
no, I think that's
or
the
you
best.
Don't go out in large numbers. I don't even
yeah.
know.
I honestly think if you can,
stay
do
home.
Not go out.
Mm.
It's the best way because the people that are going out
yeah.
are putting other people in danger. It's just...
But why is everyone running and stuff? Like
running.
You see people going on walks and running,
oh.
walking with their families. The other day, I saw a whole family, like, they were lined up like a whole school. They're just walking. And I'm just
know.
Like, you guys are more than five people.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think, and I understand, because again, you can stay in one place.
Yeah.
24/7, but it's for the safety of everyone. Yeah, like,
it's not just about you
anymore. It's not about you anymore, you know, because it's just not safe. But people are out there hustling with their families.
Or I guess it's serious now. They're going to find your ass. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it weird, guys, that there are like movies that are contagious that were like basically a prediction of what's happening right now?
I know.
Isn't this strange?
I know.
Yeah.
Contagion is like one of the top movies on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Because everyone's looking at that movie like, wait. The same thing that happened in this movie.
Happened.
Right, like,
now.
All the conspiracy theories are going to come out now. Exactly. And be like, okay, guys, I told y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I told y'all this shit was bound to happen. There's this other, like, Asian show. I don't know if it, what country in Asia.
Yeah, I've
that
seen.
That basically predicted the same
thing.
Oh,
yeah. They called it coronavirus.
And they said it was going to be deadly. It's just like, their death rate was 90%. So... I don't know.
Oh my god.
But it's I think it's coincidence, you know?
I guess it is.
I don't think it's coincidence, though. Because Obama actually called it out, too. I think this was, like, back when he was president. When was he president? 2014, 2015? I don't know. But somewhere there, he said something about a flu is going to come or an epidemic is going to come, so we should prepare for it.
Really? When?
Yeah. I saw it today,
these
too.
People.
Yeah, and then...
Was it, like, factual?
Like, he kind of just said it. This was, like, in a press conference. He just said, we should be ready for anything.
And there was a video?
A flu or something. Yeah, this was him, like, speaking. And
yeah, because I feel like, technically, what we're seeing is there is some form of pandemic, whether it's mild or whether it affects more people, every century.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There's a pretty large global pandemic every century.
Yeah.
So technically, why does it feel like we're not prepared?
Yeah.
I know.
Right? When it's like, okay, this is bound to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of when.
I think it's just one of those things where there's certain like jobs and departments in the world that dominates the world.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, health is not one of them.
Exactly.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's more like finance dominates the world. Mm-hmm. What's happening in the, what do you call those places where people are always running around in New York? The numbers go up.
Oh, the stock.
Yeah, the stock or the stock
Wall Street.
You know, there are things like that that just dominates the world and so many people get to make money out of it and everything. No one thinks that a virus, something you can see, can crash everything. Like right now, people have lost their jobs and companies are shutting down, so... I think no one thinks of it. That's why I think we're never really prepared for anything.
Yeah. And we have to pay for it. That's the problem. Right?
Exactly.
Like I saw a recent article right now where they said the mayor of Vancouver or whatever is going to announce that Vancouver is basically going to have a, like, declare bankruptcy. And I'm like, how does a city declare bankruptcy? And
what do you mean?
Who pays for it? Because if a city declares bankruptcy, then it's up to the taxpayers.
Exactly.
Right, then that's what sucks about these situations is at the end of the day we pay for
exactly
this.
Everything,
even if yes, the money, the Canada, the money in Canada is our money, but it's not really our money.
Yeah.
Right,
and the taxes are already high enough.
Like, we didn't cause this issue, and the reason why we have a government in the first place is to basically save money for a rainy day.
Exactly.
So that if we have this situation, you had your shit together to know that, okay guys, I have money saved up. Like, Justin always has to remind us, guys, we know that we've always prepared for something like this, so we have you guys. You guys are going to be okay. And I like that he does that, because why is, if we're going to bankruptcy, it's not our fault. It's because the city couldn't save up. Like, you have the money. We paid our taxes. That's our job. Now you do your job. Right?
I love how you called him Justin. I kind of forgot who you're talking
about. I know.
I know.
Is that her cousin?
Justin is our prime minister. He's just sometimes, you know, a little bit of a joke, so.
Yeah. Daniel's out here calling
Mr.
you by first name. You know?
Mr. Trudeau's out here. Yeah, it's just weird. I've just, that's the only thing that kind of gives me anxiety in a way, because it's like, I just don't want to have to pay for this, you know?
Well,
we are already
girl,
in debt as much
we've
as
we've been
is.
Paying for so long. This is just a bad one, right? I feel like whatever we were paying, like, now it's going to be times five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we've been paying the government for
a
long time. And for years. Our parents, the parents before them. So it's almost like, come on, Why am I forgetting words today?
Yeah, today.
An agreement you don't sign. Or you secretly sign. You know, it's like an agreement that was so long, you didn't really read it, so you just signed.
Yeah.
And then now you understand that you and your grandkids and the grandkids of your grandkids are going to pay the government.
Yeah, you're indebted. Yeah.
Basically. You're indebted. It's one of those things.
We should really read agreements. Because I know that...
Oh my God, that's one thing people...
On websites, like, terms of agreements,
oh my God, I never read that.
Right. I feel they agree.
Years after, they're like, yeah,
you
told us we could publish your personal agreement.
Yeah, even this whole thing with, like, Facebook and shit, how people get annoyed at, like, Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe it was there, and we just, kind of skip through all that part.
I think so. I think apparently that could also be, like, presented as kind of like a conspiracy, because I feel like a lot of the times when these people make you sign these terms of agreements, they make it so long that you don't even have the time to read it. So they can ask you for certain things that you don't even know that you're agreeing to, because I think it's obviously your own fault, but I think when it comes to, like, companies and stuff, they're smart enough to know that the human attention span is really short, especially in our generation. So we're not going to spend time reading a 20-page thing, but they'll say, yeah, so we're going to basically take your information and sell it. Great.
Okay. Yeah, right. Because apparently that's what happened with the one that got in trouble. What's their name? Wow, today's not my day.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Brain fart?
The company that got in trouble for, like, selling people's information.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like,
they were linked to Facebook or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And, yeah, the idea was basically like that. That basically was Google and Facebook. We basically sign up our lives. Mm-hmm. So they can do whatever they want to do. I'm really forgetting their name, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, my understanding of it is that the data that we've provided, because we have voluntarily given this information out to Facebook, so the data that we've provided to Facebook is essentially free for Facebook to sell to others.
Exactly.
And I think that's where we have the issue, where we don't realize that we've allowed them to sell it to others. That's why when it comes to, like, elections and stuff, we get annoyed at them for doing it, but we told them it was okay, right? Yeah. So it's like, they're not doing anything wrong. Even, I think that's why it's such a weird thing with the whole, the Russians got involved with the American election. Like, it's like, but you guys kind of sold that information and you guys gave them the right to do it. So what can you really say? What law did they actually break? Right? Kind of reminds me of that movie that we watched recently.
The Circle.
It's just about, like, selling personal information online.
Yeah, that was a really good
giving
movie.
People that right. Yeah, it's scary, though.
But I think we're definitely getting closer and closer to that. Because I think we pay a lot less attention. And it's, of course, our fault. But clearly nobody wants to take the fault. But it's our fault. We really, really give in easily to those things.
I just
and
feel
it's
like
really scary.
One question I always have for people is, like, do you really value your privacy, though?
Mm-hmm. But this is the thing. I was actually, like, having a discussion with somebody. I think privacy, everybody wants privacy, but in a situation like, you know, that in, like, I think it's China or Korea, I'm not too sure, but it's one of the Asian countries, they're actually turning on people's location services to see if people were surrounded by someone who's affected by coronavirus,
yeah, they
for example.
Think you're doing it here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were notifying everyone around that area to let them know, self-quarantine yourself. So in those cases,
we're okay with
them kind of invading our privacy because they use it for something that benefits us in a way.
And
but
can
we're
we
not
all
okay
agree that, like, in a situation, in this situation or any other emergency situation, we would, most of us would be okay with them invading our space a little bit.
No.
Like, taking up our personal data.
Because most of the time,
stuff like that.
So you wouldn't want to know if you were next to somebody that had coronavirus. You would just want to contract the disease and not know?
Well, if everyone stayed inside, then...
No, but nobody would listen. You just told us someone was fined $800 for doing something they weren't supposed to.
Because the way I see it, like, I don't really want you to have my information.
But what if it's an emergency? It's for the benefit of the whole. They're just trying to basically almost control the movement of citizens. It's the only way to do it is to, you know, gather your information through your phone. Gather at least your location. And also, I know in Korea, they also your spending habits.
Yeah.
So it's like they look at your credit card and they see where you went.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if we would be okay with it.
So you basically know where I am 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in
but
a way.
Honestly, I'm uncomfortable with that too.
But this is the thing. I feel like you guys are uncomfortable with it because in this case, they're letting you know. But you know that they know your location services are basically a lot of the time turned on. So people
most
do know
time,
where
I,
you are.
I turn it off.
Yeah, but even if you turn it even off, you have you a cell phone. Your cell phone is a constant GPS.
Longer. That's why when you think about, when you look at, like, when you watch movies like Snowden, for example, they kind of figured out where he was because of technology. So it's kind of inevitable to hide where
you
are.
You take your phone with you everywhere, so you're going to be tracked wherever you go. So it's already happening. That's why it's. I asked that question. It's like, what? How bad do we actually care about privacy? I don't think... Sometimes I sit down and I'm like, I don't think people actually care.
No, because even like, I think we had another conversation. We always sign into these like social platforms that asks for your name. We buy things that ask for your credit card information. Of course, your credit card information is kept within that institution or that store, but they still have your information.
Yeah.
So it's just like all of these things that you're giving up, it's kind of shady. You don't really own anything to yourself.
And even your credit card. Like, your credit card has a history of every single purchase you've made with that card. Mm-hmm. So everywhere you go, that's why, like, I'm a fan of, like, all these, like murder mysteries and stuff that I can spend hours doing it all day. And, like, you just look, you can, first of all, anyone working in the police can get access to that really quickly.
Yeah.
Once they have access, they know your every move.
Exactly.
And that's how you catch someone. So it's like, I don't know... We've given people the right to take all this information.
Even
nobody's out there just using cash.
Exactly. Even like in the CIA, when they like search up your name and everything, all of your information comes on there, even like your fingerprint. That's how crazy it is. So your identity is kind of like jam-packed into one folder that people just have. So it's like at the end of the day, and you said you really like murder mysteries, and so do I and stuff, but even after watching those murder mysteries, you're not as mindful about how much information you share. You know, you're aware that certain things are possible, but you still don't really do anything to change it. Of course, you can't really do anything to change it, because either way, regardless of what you change, your information is still out there.
Yeah.
But it's just insane how all the we are aware of all of these conspiracies and things that do exist, we're still very much okay with continuing to do it. So I think we're just okay with denying the fact that we have privacy, because I really think privacy is a huge illusion has been, you know, given to us. I don't really think anybody has privacy at all, because think about it, even hackers, they can hack into your phone so easily, hack into your computer. Like, nothing is really private at the end of the day. So it's kind of just a lie that you're telling yourself.
I know, like, can I just bring up Money Heist, because you guys got me on Money Heist. I'm so happy you did. Watch Money Heist.
Money Heist,
I watched the first episode, and I was like, I watched it like a year ago, fell asleep after 10 minutes. I don't know why, I was probably tired. I rewatched it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
She loves it, man.
Like, okay,
I'm
but cheesy. Isn't it insane?
I don't
want to
talk about it. The last episode, the man drops 8 episodes.
Don't spoil it.
No, I'm just saying, he only has 8 episodes. How the...
I know.
Oh, is it always 13 episodes?
It's always 13.
Yeah. On the last season, the most intense season.
Wait, they're not coming back?
He puts 8
episodes. I don't think it's the last season.
No, not the last, but like...
The one right now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's okay. Calm down.
I still need to watch it, so don't...
Yeah, you have to get on that.
It's stressful.
I just wanted to go back to that, like, because it's so crazy. Like, the moment any of them in that building turn on their phones...
Exactly.
The guy is able to quickly hack them in, like, 5 seconds.
Exactly.
And he gets access to their camera roll. He gets access to, like... I guess he doesn't get access to, like, text messages, which is nice. But I know that I've heard that Facebook technically... But that's what's crazy. Facebook has access to your text messages in a way that they don't know the content of the text message, but they know everyone that you've contacted, right? And it's weird, because
it's
apparently we agree to it when we get a Facebook account.
That's crazy. Because we
So they basically know everyone you contact. Everyone, the people that you contact the most all day long, they know every phone call you've made to.
Facebook is scary.
Right? Yeah. It's just, like, insane. So technically, like, what privacy do we have?
You don't have any.
No, you don't have any.
That's a team.
And by the way, the firm I was talking about was Cambridge Analytica.
Yes.
And they got in trouble, I think, a year ago.
I remember Shane Dawson made a video about that.
Yeah, so they were like...
Love him.
Yeah. But yeah, conspiracies are out there. Like, what other movies do you guys think, like, have had some, like, weird conspiracy out there?
Well, honestly, anything that includes robots and AIs. I think that's honestly, like, kind of crazy because the world that we're becoming, we're introducing and accepting the AI culture so much to the point that it's kind of freaky.
It's scary.
Because at this point, I think, like, you guys know the robot that can, like, speak for herself. I think her name is Sophie or something. She's
the one
invited.
That has a password.
Yeah, she's been invited.
Who gave her a password? She got her in Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia. Yes, Saudi Arabia.
Why?
Yeah, she's been on, like, morning show. She's talked to Will Smith, so...
It's and she's out there dissing people when you talk to her.
Oh, yeah. But it's kind of crazy because, like,
she makes you feel like a microbe.
That's the thing. It's kind of crazy because, like, AIs like that have so much, I guess, not even knowledge. Let's not even say knowledge because I feel like knowledge can't really be defined because, again, we have different views on knowledge depending on where you work and what you...
By the way, Barbara right now looks like a socks. Because she has her hoodie and she, like, I don't know what she's doing with herself, but... But anyways, yeah.
I have a brain fart. I just lost my train of thought. Thanks so much for reminding me that I look like a sock.
No! You were talking about robots and... Lucy! No!
Lucy? My ticker!
No! No!
Oh, no, you were talking about what's her name?
Sophie
what's
or something.
Sophie,
yeah. Sophie.
I don't even know what.
Out here dissing people.
Something about knowledge. I think.
We have to get back on track. Oh my god. Something about knowledge cannot be defined.
Yes.
Oh my god, Barbara. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. It just kind of went away, you know? That happens sometimes. It really do be like that.
Yeah, let's just move on. Other conspiracies.
No, well, from what I think Barbara was trying to get on, well, I think she just meant that, like, for example, like, what's her name? Sophie or whatever you call her. And we don't know what sort of knowledge, whatever her name is, you don't know what sort of knowledge she may have, but... If this continues, if they go on with this process of building more robots and things, so it gets to a point where they're going to have more knowledge than us humans ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way your phone, for example, what's her name? Suri, whatever. Like she knows what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, Suri, play my favorite song. What's the closest restaurant here? Like she's so aware of like our surrounding and what we know, what we like.
Alexa,
that's her name.
Oh, she's creepy.
She's creepy.
You tell Alexa, turn the lights on. She really never turned on.
You know, and it's like, I feel like as we go on with this, like our technology is going higher and higher and higher. It's going to get to a point where they'll be the ones kind of controlling us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Without even us realizing.
Yeah. And you know, the scariest thing is that it makes our life easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes, like Danielle has reminded me often, like delete your history. So when you do that, you realize that YouTube is not, like, suggesting videos that you normally watch. Your Google is not, like, suggesting things that you normally type.
Yeah.
And it actually makes you frustrated.
Because
you go on YouTube and you're like, why are they telling me to watch things about buffaloes?
Yeah.
I've never been into that. You know what I mean? And it's
weird.
You realize that because this technology makes our life so easy, it's so easy for us to fall for it. Like Alexa can switch off my light grays. I don't even need to touch it. But you're not realizing the amount of power you've given Alexa.
Because one day you'll be
touching
like,
your light.
Alexa, turn off my light. She'll be like,
no.
And you're like, oh, all right. I gotta do it myself.
Bitch, what? I said no.
Alexa.
Alexa. Did I buy you?
I paid for you, bitch. Like,
bitch, you can sell me.
Okay. It's funny though, because that whole thing you went on, I was thinking about it. That will be like the explanation we give to our, like, maybe our great grandkids when they're like, bitch, you guys had so many movies. You guys had so
warning
many
you
warnings.
About this.
You guys were smart, intelligent beings who knew how far this could go. But you allowed it to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, you supported it.
You did, because you played the game.
And honestly, you know, companies are out here right now working on AI, working on developing AI. And most of the population supports that. Why? Because it makes our lives easy.
It does.
Right? So, I don't know. I feel like that's where we have to... Unless we're going to have a turning point.
We're not, I feel like, though.
Maybe it's going to... Because I think most people are
aware. I think, honestly,
I don't think so.
This... weirdly enough, there are moments like this where the world has paused. And if we're a smart being, these are moments where we should go, oh, we done fucked up. Yeah. We gotta fix it. Because the world has paused, and it's really a time where families are getting closer. Mm-hmm. You should really start to understand, oh, am I really in love? You know what I mean? And these are also times when companies that are creating all those AIs, it's also a pause for them to think, because you can't do anything right now. Mm-hmm. So these are moments where we should be thinking about things like this. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when we go back,
it's going to be stronger.
I really don't think. Like, people are brewing right now at home. They're going to scream so loud, like... It's going to be worse, it's moments like this in our history where, oh my God, when that corona thing happened, mm-hmm. we should have, like, stopped. And thought, oh my God, how can we fix things, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I was telling Barbara, apparently, I think this is in California, apparently the air is cleaner. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, the streams are cleaner, mm-hmm. so there are more fishes more than ever. So the planet... It's getting better. More clean because humans are staying indoors. Exactly. Like, that is sad. Like,
if you look at like, even fuel, like, it's not burning anymore.
Yeah.
Like, global warming.
That is sad. So, we should be using this moment to really rethink about everything, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think, especially people that are making crazy profit out of things like AI and polluting the world. Mm. This is their worst moment. Like, they're angry.
Yeah.
So when they come back, they're going to come back so strong. Stronger. I think the ozone layer is going to be like, it's time for you.
And I think it's also kind of like what you said, how like it's making life easier for us. You look at now cars, for example, they're getting to a point where like, you don't even need to drive them. Not like you don't need to drive them, but like they're kind of like driving by themselves.
Tesla. I watched a video where this guy was like, "Hey,
sleeping.
Tesla,
did you see the guy that
I'm a little bit drunk. Can you please drive me home?"
Drive? Yeah,
that Tesla drove.
They drove myself. There's a button because when I worked for Nissan, they were showing us all like the latest cars are coming, like 2021, 2022. Literally, there's a button you hit. You put in your address. And it's just, it goes at a certain speed. It keeps a certain distance. Like, you're not driving the car.
That is sick.
And it's like, this is the future.
Yeah.
You know? They're just going to keep doing
it. And we're excited
like,
about it.
And it's like, people are going to buy it. Latest iPhone drops today. It can be $2,000, $3,000. People are like, I can get that.
I'm not excited.
Like, I look at them like, what are you doing? Mm. But it's like, I feel like...
You're part of the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Our society, we're so into this whole technology... Whatever is going on, that no matter what happens, I feel like we're just
it's gonna get in us when it's too late.
Yeah,
that's why the issue. Said, like, right now, when you speak to people, people have this conversation. Mm-hmm. People know
they
that
they act
it
like they're
bad.
Aware. It's all that.
I think you're aware, but at the same time, that's what I'm saying. Will we have a turning point? Hmm. Will we get? I think what I mean by turning point is we will reach a point where something happens with some kind of device where we're like, guys, okay, now this is enough. Like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. This has gone too far.
That won't happen you know what it is. And then people are very much aware of realities, but they choose to be ignorant. I don't
think
know
about
what it is about ignorance.
Phones.
I guess ignorance is a bliss, right?
Really
exactly. Think about how many phones have exploded.
People
people will think, okay, maybe we're putting too much into these phones. Maybe they're being produced at a very fast pace because phones are produced. Yeah. At a fast pace.
Extremely
I don't
fast.
Understand how in 1 year you can have iPhone 1, 2, and 3.
You look at the difference. The only difference is the camera.
The camera. Now you will look twitchy.
Oh,
everyone wants
God.
To get it.
Everyone, I'm going to buy the latest camera.
Yeah.
It's
like, are you kidding me? So it's like you can tell that mass production is crazy. Mm-hmm. People are working their asses off. People are sleeping in offices to give you that iPhone 3. Like,
and it's funny because as much as we can sit here and complain about it, do we not go by the next
one?
Exactly.
So
I guess really ignorance is a bliss.
Not really. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I really don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I could
I'm
use
one
the
of those,
old Nokia.
Like, oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Me, usually what I'll do, like, I'll wait until, like, the upgrade is maybe, like, 2-3 phones. Mm-hmm. See, for
it's
example,
drastic enough.
It's drastic. For example, if I have, for example, like, the iPhone 6, I'm not going to get the iPhone 7. I'm probably not going to get the iPhone 8. I'll probably wait for, like, the iPhone 9. You know? So, it's, like, there's a significant, like, distance. But I know
you still people, do it eventually.
The only reason why I do it is because, you know, the phone is
trash. Yeah, they built them.
After, like, and obviously, years, it doesn't just apply to phones. It applies to everything.
Everything, yeah. It's a consumerism.
Everything, yeah. And we all feed into consumers. And even people that have companies.
That's true. I feel like some people are worse than others. Like, some people
it's like a lifestyle, you know? They need that new thing every month, you know, and it's like, how are you doing this? You work at, I don't know, McDonald's.
And RC, you know what I think is, obviously, and I'm not to blame them because they've grinded so hard, you know, like, I respect their success, but I think it also comes from what we see on, like, what famous people have,
celebrities.
So everyone tries to imitate them, and it gets
it's
to a point where
it's
capitalism. It is. Everyone is trying to get to sort of that, like, American dream without realizing that. That American dream, for me, I think it's temporary. Mm. As in, like, you're going to have it, but your kids or your grandkids, your great-grandkids, something's going to fall.
Exactly.
Something's going to bad.
And that's the thing with all these people, influencers, celebrities, they're also being paid, right? If you see, like, I don't know, Jay-Z wearing a Tom Ford watch, he was given to promote Tom Ford. He was given that watch to promote Tom Ford. So he's doing his job. Cause,
he didn't do it for free.
Yeah, the next day, you're going to go get that Tom Ford watch. So it's... As she said, it's capitalism. You know what I mean? It's not just, oh, I did it because I wanted to. No. There's a huge part of it where it's like, I got paid, and I'm going to wear this, like, Tom Ford watch everywhere. Does Tom Ford
and
even
it's
make
like, as much as we may not want to admit it, I don't think the world would be able to function if it wasn't capitalist.
I think it could.
Now, people think they could, but if you really think about it, if you really, trust me, I've had this conversation, Sarah, if you really think about it, think about it deeply. If everyone in the world were extremely equal, extremely, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, the socialist society
don't
work.
It wouldn't work.
Look at,
you need
what's the Cuba?
Competition. You need, look at Cuba, exactly. Mm-hmm. You need people to be at a high class, you need the middle class, you need the lower class.
But this is the thing. I feel like since we've lived like that for a lot of our lives, the environment that we are in conditions us to believe that way. But if you think about it, if you're born into a place that treats everybody as equal, because there are countries that are very communist. You see it maybe like China. Mm. China is still communist. Yeah. North Korea, we don't even know what they're doing. That's how wild it is. Like, I don't even know. What are they communist to? Are they? What are they? We don't even know nothing about them. Okay? That's how crazy it is. But China is still communist. China, obviously, it's a little bit extreme, some of the rules and laws that they have. But if you make and you condition certain people to believe certain things, they will believe certain things. And you can see it in our society. People literally will go into a depression because they don't have good things, because they don't look good. Why? Because, again, as you mentioned, it's all part of this American dream that we're all trying to attain. And as you said, it's a temporary thing. You can be beautiful, but beauty fades, love. You get old, okay? That's facts. Of course, black don't crack, but sometimes you die, okay? You know? So at the end of the day, it's just all a whole illusion. And I just feel like, as much as we believe that capitalism is the only thing that can exist, I don't think it could be the. I think it's just because of the conditions that we've been put in.
And it's really not the only thing that even exists.
Yeah.
I think as a country, as a nation, you decide what form of government you want to have. Clearly, capitalism seems to be the one that is a favorite right now, is the one that seems to work, because basically, you're operating on, like, greed. You're operating on this idea that you can be the one out of 100,000 that can succeed.
The 1%.
And have those, the rest of them work for you.
Yeah, so
basically. Well, question, what is Switzerland? Because I want every country to run like Switzerland.
I know. Some of these European countries are doing it. But
I mean, Switzerland, it's quite expensive to live in Switzerland. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's a cheap place to live, so. I don't know what system they have.
Like free education, like,
I mean,
sign
even
me
Sweden
up.
And stuff. I think it's a little bit of socialism.
Yeah.
A little bit of capitalism, just kind of like Canada. Canada is just high in terms of capitalism.
Texas.
Are we socialist?
We're slightly.
Are we both?
We're both.
You see, Canada's a mess.
Yeah.
Pick one.
But I think a lot of countries have a bit of both.
Yeah,
but
this
a
is
lot
the
of
thing.
Countries are.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like these whole ways of dealing with, like, the, what do they call it?
What? Like a form of government?
Yeah, these form of governments are just, at the end of the day,
kind of BS because you always lean towards one more or the other more in certain aspects. There's not one way of living that's, I guess, better than the other, because even if you do something the capitalist way, people will want to do it the communist way but live the socialist way. It's just, it's not, it's very complicated. It's really complicated and complex. And I think it's just because generally humans say they want something, but they don't.
Exactly.
And they're not willing to work for it. So, like, yeah, we can see that everywhere, honestly, everywhere. Yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where it's very hard to not be capitalist, because even if you're not, because the world now is, I'm forgetting the word, but the word where we basically share everything. We're almost like...
Yeah, we're like a global village.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I could be a communist country or a very socialist country, but if the people in my country are watching American movies, they're going to wonder, why can't I have the American life? You know what I mean? Everyone and then it changes, it changes people's mindset. They're the like, why
can't... The American dream is not even an American dream
Exactly. So it changes people's view in the sense that all of a sudden, all these people living in a socialist country are starting to think, if I go to bed later than everyone, I could make more money than everyone. And then one person starts, the neighbor sees that he's doing it. And then, you know, so it's hard to live like that.
People are also sheep, so
they
kind of just copy. But you know what? I'm going to just start a company. Hey, I'm going to start one too.
I know, right?
And the other one's like, yo, y'all starting companies? I'm going to start one too. And you're like, okay, I didn't want y'all to copy me, but that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah, no, it's a very complicated thing. I think governments and... the way we've chosen to design our governments have also become so complex that it's not as simple as just, this person is in charge of money and this person is in charge of buildings. You know, it's so complex. I mean, even like Trudeau cannot make a decision, right? Because he has to speak to like 200 people. Right. You know what I mean? So it's
he's just a face.
He's just a pretty face. Like, guys, we're going to help you.
I know. Checks and balances, I know. Right? That's why Trump can get everything he wants. Yeah.
Oh, Trump is a different one. He can get what he wants.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Does the government even know what they're doing? Do they even know what they are?
They're just a bunch of regular ass niggers who we just put up there to take care of us. Like, that's all they are, really. We're like, you guys, you are in control. By the end of the day, like... there's still, no one really has the power.
Exactly.
Like, Obama went out there thinking, I'm going to be the first black man. Like, I'm going to get things done. He didn't do anything for the black community. Like, and really, he couldn't. I don't really know how much he could do, so.
Well, let's just be real. Whatever people try to do for black people, don't they get killed? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, honestly, at this point, it's institutional racism. It's just unconscious racism. It's like, at this point, we tired. Like, what? We want a black president.
What? We're killing you.
Don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud.
This man left doing nothing. That's wild. He was there for a while, too.
Oh, the guy was there for a
while. He was there for a while, too.
Even his hair changed.
A lot of people said he didn't do anything, but... did he really not do anything?
No, I think he did
Obamacare,
a lot.
Obamacare was really... like it's like,
and then Trump came and shut that shit up.
Yeah.
We're just saying, overall, it doesn't seem like... it doesn't look like he did much. Honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump has been there almost 4 years.
And Trump, yeah, I know.
And I feel like I can... you can kind of... the effect that he's had on the economy, on the country, on even the views, whether positive or negative... is so drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Obama wasn't able to accomplish that in 8 years.
Yeah.
So that alone shows, like, he could have done, he could have at least influenced people more, he could have done more, but I don't really know if, you know, anyone in that position, you know, where he also took, he came into a country that was run by someone who was
someone
basically
like George Bush. It's hard to change.
It's really
your
like
mindset.
The circumstance was so unique to him.
Yeah.
It's really hard to judge. Mm-hmm. But you know, Trump came at a good time. People were already trying to kill each other. You know, people hated on each other, and he just came when people had enough, right?
And he's like,
the person for the time now, and that's why it works. But who knows? I don't
Trump
know.
Trump also uses Twitter. So,
and I've heavily. Never seen a guy
he
with that
tweets
age.
Almost every day.
Did Obama use Twitter?
Not
Barely. Not like that. Who uses Twitter like Trump? Trump
uses it like a kid. Like
he
a high make,
he
kid.
Talks about his opinions that he's gonna he's supposed to be talking about in meetings and yeah. stuff. It, on Twitter. Before sometimes he announces it to the people that work with him.
Twitter knows.
Yeah, Twitter knows.
Oh my god.
Right?
Trump is
like
one
he was going off
guy.
A couple of days ago on China and stuff. He like, oh, they should be the number one blame for COVID-19.
Oh, and he right. called it China flu. Or Chinese
it, whatever. So whatever his opinions are,
yeah.
I can't with that guy.
He will blurt them out on Twitter all the time.
He also wanted to build the wall. So.
I don't know.
And make, the, make those people pay.
And it's so funny because now Americans are like, oh my god, let's go to Mexico. Y'all wanted to build a whole wall, and now y'all trying to come to Mexico. That's actually unreal. That's unreal.
The Mexican, like, no.
Yeah,
it's
a whole.
Not to like build a wall, dare you?
Yeah,
not build it because we're sick. You're sick. Build it.
But anyways, guys, we have to end there. And Barbara still looks like herself, so my comedy didn't help. But yeah.
So guys, like. Follow, share, and I hope you guys like this.
Subscribe.
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 This was?
This was anxiety. Oh.